first preseason game, due to the, you know, the, all the discussions about pre-group
communication
and everything,
right.
Was there a little bit more game planning for the secondary than you typically
see for the first preseason? No, you always try to keep it real simple so they can play fast. You know, there's always that evaluation process that we go through, you know, as coaches. So you're trying to, you know, really limit those calls so they can get the call, play fast, and communicate. Can our communication be better? Yes. It's got to still improve. And, you know, we're working on those things every day. And as long as we get all 11 out there on the same page, that's the most important thing.
So you got what you expected from them? And
yeah, you're going to have ups and downs with it and, you know, those sort of things. But other than that, I mean, it's always work in progress. It's never going to be perfect, but, you know, it's one of those things that we have to keep improving. Have we seen progress? Yes. I wasn't here last year, so all I can go off of is, you know, what I hear. But how we're improving each day, that's the most important thing.
How do you balance a guy's instinct with like someone like Luani may have, but the ability to communicate and to make sure that he's doing the right thing, not necessarily what he thinks where he thinks the ball's going to go, but where he's supposed to be?
Communication, you know, it starts first, but you never, ever want to overcoach a guy that has great instincts. You want to let him, you know, see ball, go get ball, and have the ability. And he has a great knack right now for getting around the football, and it's been since OTA, since he's been here in rookie camp. So it's been exciting. Coach Veese has done a heck of a job with those safeties, and watching him grow each and every day, I think it's been huge, you know, for his you know, success in this defense. He's still a rookie, he's got to improve.
You talk about Reggie Nelson's role and
yeah,
improving this communication.
Yeah.
Everybody on the same page.
Well, you know, it always starts with that veteran leadership, and he's somebody that's played a lot of football, understands the game, always eager to, you know, learn. He's always asking questions. He's somebody that's, you know, just a student of the game and a true professional. And being around a guy like that who's always got questions, always wants to understand why, you know, how are we doing these things. But his leadership, his veteran leadership, and his understanding of the defense helps the younger players around, and how you know, it helps, you know, everybody in that back end.
Having studied Derek Carr as an opposing coach for several years, how's your opinion or appreciation?
It hadn't changed. They're explosive. I mean, it's, you see the competitiveness. You see a guy that loves to win each and every play he's in there, and each and every down. And it's weird seeing those plays that, you know, you've had the defense for the last couple years, but then you see it out here, and you kind of, you know, go back to some of the things that we did. And you try to just, you know, be able to, you know, if they ask a question, if it's something you saw or something you see that we did against it, but you just see a great competitor and how much, how explosive that offense is.
Is there any of the other way too, where you can say, hey, we did this and it worked against you?
We've always had those conversations, and there's been certain plays that have come up that I'll go up to him even after a series or a break and say, God, I remember when you ran that backed up and we did that, or vice versa. And he's always looking for any insight, you know, especially, you know, the opportunities that I had to coach against him. But it's been fun.
You talk about a communication a lot. Are there, like, specific ways, or, you know, beyond kind of the obvious, talk more, like, that you can actually?
Well, I think the best thing to talk about is we call it Raider talk. Don't go out of the realm of start talking some other language that nobody quite understands what you're saying. So I think that's the most important thing, that we're saying exactly the same things. And it starts, like, you know, like I said in the spring, it starts with us as coaches, that we're all saying, you know, the same thing. So when it's when it happens, you know, the guys can react and play fast. And just from that standpoint, I mean, it's big, because you know, you get a lot of guys from different teams or different areas, and they hear something, and it may have meant something else, but you just keep repping that and stressing that.
It's almost like catchphrases in a way.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the communication from even when they come off the field after that situation happened, is how does a player communicate to a coach on the sidelines about what happened, and them being specific, how we talk about routes, how we call certain things. So it's not just getting the call and getting lined up. It's a multiple of things that you have to be able to do, and they're growing every day with it.
What did you think Khalil got out of that pass rush summer? What did you think about the
idea? Seeing that? I think that's outstanding. Anytime, especially when guys of his ability and the guys that rush the passer at a high level, to be able to share their experience and what they know, I think that's huge. I think that's a big trait. And, sometimes you see that, in this league. Other guys kind of keep things quiet to themselves. But, for them to go out there and be able to communicate and talk about pass rush, I think that's outstanding, for certain guys to be able to do that.
Do you think he came back here with new knowledge and new moves?
It's the defensive player of the year. I don't know. He's been doing just fine.
How would you describe the relationship that you've built with Ken Norton Jr. over the last few months?
I think it's been great. It's outstanding, I think the big thing is I'm another set of eyes in there, to be able to, help in certain aspects, see it certain ways. And, it's just, something that I've been focusing on more is the back end and making sure, the things that we're doing back there and shoring up and making sure our communication between the linebackers and the secondary has been good. And me and Kenny have been working, great together. It's just, it's just a job to do, and we got, it's the most important thing to go out there and win football games.
John, you guys are coming up on your second preseason game, and your first round pick hasn't been able to move between on the field. I know he's getting reps and mental reps.
Yeah.
But does it become a concern anytime soon where it becomes maybe he doesn't, he's not available?
I don't think it's, we'd love to have him out there right now. When he's out there, he'll be out there. But until then, I think he got the reps that he needed in OTAs. He got a lot of the stuff. His mental game has picked up tremendous. He's always asking questions even more. And it's hard for a lot of injured players in this league to stand there on the sidelines and be able to just watch and look out there and try to. But he's always asking, and he's getting those mental reps. He'll, when he's able to come back, he'll be at a fast level. But, injuries are part of the game, and you deal with it. And you just got to make sure as a rookie you're getting those mental reps.
Last week, Derek compared Eddie Vanderdoes to Justin Tuck and said that, he's glad that he came to this team instead of another AFC West.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of 94 this year?
Explosive, powerful, guy that can get, vertical against the run, that creates a lot of havoc inside. And it's somebody that, Coach Franklin's done a heck of a job with him of really getting this, catching him up to speed, because there's a guy that, because of the rule, one able to be there for OTAs and not able to, get all, I think he was only there for rookie minicamp. So as fast as he's learned it, and what a, great job that Jethro's done with him to be able to get him to do the things right now. But he's still a rookie. He's got a lot to learn, and they all make those rookie mistakes.
In terms of keeping communication well between the secondary and the backers.
Yeah.
Is there any additional challenge given that you have a rookie middle linebacker there in charge of so much from a mental standpoint?
Because it's new to him. It's new to him, and he's, Coach Sal's done a heck of a job getting him going full speed, and you throw him into those things, and the more it happens out here of some type of communication error mistake that we can get corrected, it's better for us. We call them scars at times, and sometimes you want something bad to happen out here so we can prepare for those things and that they can, adjust to them. And if it's happened, that they're, able to make that adjustment and fix it, that's something that we've fixed already. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And the coverage being so linked, how do you view that as far as between the first game and the second game? Obviously, would it be a situation where you'd like to see the test that the secondary had without the premier pass rushers out there, or are you looking forward to seeing it all as one big package?
That's a good question. No, we'd like to sack the quarterback every time they drop back to pass. If the rush ain't there, we got to do our job in the back end and cover them. You know, it goes hand in hand. You'd like the, you know, the ball to come out, but if it doesn't, if they do have seven in a protection, if they have six back there in a protection, it's our job in the back end, you know, make sure that we cover them. So, it, you know, it goes hand in hand. So you're always going to have those, you know, wins offensively where they do get good pass, you know, pass protection, and your rush doesn't get there, then it's, you know, the job of the back end to cover them.
Defensive backup to be more like a dime backer sort of thing. Is that a difficult transition, or is that maybe not?
I don't see it as being difficult. I think there's always the challenge of a guy being able to, you know, go inside. It's a game of angles. You're taking a corner, you're taking a nickel that's used to playing on the outside looking in, and now you're bringing him in, and now he's inside looking out. And the game's totally different from that viewpoint. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, seeing the triangle, seeing what he has to read, and getting him, you know, fast. It's easier more on third down because of the, you know, certain types of blitzes or man-to-mans in that situation. So it's always a challenge when you take a guy from inside, you know, from outside, bringing him inside and vice versa. So it's all about what you're seeing and not keeping your eyes on your quarterback and looking more at your coverage, where outside in, you're looking at your guy.
Sean Smith's been around long enough that he's had good days and he's had bad days. And and his preseason game appeared a little rough the other night, but it looks like the last 2 days in practice have been pretty strong for him.
Well, I think he's
bounced back from
him. Well, I think he's growing every day. I mean, there's always highs and lows in this game, and you don't want to make it, you know, as we term, inconsistent. We're always looking for the consistency, and it's how you build, it's how you learn, it's how you come off those things. And there's always room for improvement in the back end, you know, in the front, all across our defense. So there's guys, you know, we're asking him, you know, to go out there and make plays. And has he been improving in practice? Yeah. And then our job is to take that practice stuff and take it to the game field and have that consistency and that carryover to those types of games.
I
worked with him in the past, so he reminds me of Coach Del Rio.
No one else.
No one else.